Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Siri. How can I help you?
I have need to know what I bought at oh my gosh, what was it? Solutions, something solutions. And I'm being billed for something I don't think I bought, so I need to know what it was so I know whether I bought it or not.
Give me one moment and I'll pull up your account and see what I can do for you.
Okay.
What's your first and last name?
Lesta, Lesta.
What's your zip code?
84720.
And confirm your address.
Help me, Dennis. Our address is 1019 South, 4375 West.
Okay, and I do see here you have the Icon Mini Pause and the Icon Smartwatch.
The Icon Mini Pads and the Icon Smartwatch.
Mini Pause, that's what they
Mini
are,
Pads,
they're earbuds. So it looks like you started a 14-day trial when you made that purchase for the $5.95, the other $5.95, and the $14.95. Since you didn't call back and cancel, you was billed the full amount for the earbuds, which is $59.95, but your card declined the smartwatch, which was also $59.95.
Okay, now, so there's no, we can't send those back because just a second,
Unfortunately,
just a
our
minute.
company, okay.
This is your deal and you can't send them back because
Unfortunately, go ahead.
you were supposed to reply to them some way before you, and you haven't.
Hello. Hello.
Unfortunately, our company, yes.
Okay, I'm listening.
Well, whose account is this?
Well, it's my wife's account, and so I don't know how. I mean, I don't use her credit card, so I don't understand how that happened.
So whose name was listed? This is Lista Fraley is the name that's listed. That's your wife?
Yeah, Lesta, Lesta.
So she did start a trial, a 14-day trial, when she made the purchase for the shipping and handling. Since she didn't call back and cancel the trial, she paid the full amount for the earbuds and the watch, which was $59.95. So the watch declined. The watch was also $59.95, but it declined. So it's going to try again in a few days to go through.
Okay, now what does that mean? It got declined, so it's going to charge again? Is that what you're
Correct.
saying?
It's going to keep charging until it gets the payment.
Okay, can we send it back?
Unfortunately, our company doesn't have a return policy due to health and safety standards. We can't take the products back.
Oh, that sounds pretty phony. I'm sorry, you're not, that doesn't cut it.
Well, the watch, it does help track sleep patterns and measure steps. I can give you a 35% discount on it, so it
How
doesn't.
about 100%? How about 100%? The watch isn't worth the powder take to blow it to kingdom come. You have to charge it every cotton picking day.
So it also measures blood oxygen levels. I can get you a 50% discount.
Yeah, I know that. We haven't used it. I've dealt with that company before, and I need a return address, merchandise number.
Okay, so like I just said, we don't have a return policy due to health and safety standards. We can't take the products back, but I can give you a seventy-five percent discount on it. So you just be paying $14.98 instead of $59.
$14.95. That's what you're saying? That's
Correct.
for both items? For both items?
No, just for what didn't go through. 'Cause it's going to try again. And when it tries again, it won't be for $59. It'll be for $14.
Well, how about the buds?
So the buzz already went through, so I can't do anything about that charge.
All right, $14.
Okay, give me 1 minute while I make those changes to the account. Okay, so I have put that into the account. Next time that she is billed for that watch is going to be $14 instead of $59. She might be billed again within 2 to 3 days. So just letting you know that beforehand. Is there anything else I can help you with? Oh, and after she's billed,
I still like to return the earbuds.
So like I said, our company doesn't have a return policy due to health and safety standards. We can't take these products back.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but you're blowing smoke. I mean, this is America. You get the return products, you know. I mean, you get to try them out. They don't like them, you send them back for a full refund, that kind of thing. It didn't say anything otherwise in the ad, you know. Or if it did, it was in really small print.
We did display our terms and conditions on the webpage that she did order from, sir.
In really small print.
The most I can do is make sure that $59.95 won't be billed again because I gave you a discount of 75%, so she'll be billed $14.98. She'll get to keep both products, and after she pay that $14, she won't be billed anything else.
Okay, second, how did you get that number, that credit card number? What was purchased?
Somebody had to type it in.
Those things were part of another purchase. They came with something else. I think it was some books. So how did...
Sir, we are not credit card thieves. Somebody obviously had to type in the information.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.